Hi, Margaret. A last one for today. Very nice Sunday, very nice weather, but I have some other things to do in a few minutes. But in the chapter Caves, Walls, and Backed Questions, which is also very, very interesting, and which proves the thing we were talking in note 6 about put things into action, and this is actually what you're doing with your book. So I'm sure it will have a deep impact on not only the readers, but as well as on the collective consciousness. But by the end of the chapter, where you give this, this extract of Stan Gooch, The Double Helix of the Mind, and which he is expressing there. There is something that which I often discussed with neurologists as well and psychiatrists, psychologists, about the functioning of the brain. And indeed, we do not understand the brain that far anyway. Of course, we do not understand all again, if we see this from a Taoist point of view, that the brain is on the lowest level, functioning on the lowest level of our existence. This is Li, what they call Li, which is actually connected to matter. Qi, as you know, is connected to the energy. The E is connected to the consciousness, maybe, and the intention. Sheng is what we would call spirit, and then you have Tao. So they have these five layers, as well as shamanism also see these five axes of existence. Mm. From my experience, when we look at the three circles or the three center of functioning, the three dantian, of course we have thinking, which is the center is located in the head, and many times, especially in Western science, correlated with the functioning of the brain. In fact, it's opposite. The brain is functioning because of the head center, where changes will take place. As I said, it is for imagining. It creates images from the energy, which is already accepted by the heart center. First, things will change into the heart, and then this energy will rise into the head center, where the new information will be transformed into an image. Also, the reason why, of course, or might be a reason why Jung had this experiences there in the baptism thing there, baptism church. And you in the caves. Indeed, these are the visions. As you know, whenever we have a waking dream, a vision, in fact, this is a functioning of a very strong energy coming through the heart center and really overtaking the functioning of the brain and the taking of superficial memory. The images and the photographs we just store indeed somewhere in our backpack. Indeed, there is this very, very interesting idea you bring by Stan Gooch about and this is, in my opinion, also something which drives us in the wrong direction and which has driven psychology overall in Western psychology in the wrong direction, about the location of the subconsciousness as a matter of fact, the cerebellum is directly connected to a deep layer of our being, which extends far beyond the physical level. So in fact, it would not be a subconscious, but it is a supraconscious. It is beyond the physical body and beyond, as you might understand, that in our evolutionary process, we didn't have all the senses, the outer senses we have today. So on a cellular level and even in the first life forms, these organisms had to rely on a sense of their environment, the directly connection and entanglement with their environment. And whenever something changed in the environment on the level of a vibration, they were able to distinguish if this was something nutritional and connect with it, and sometimes even completely merge with it, the same way you described in chapter 9, that new information will be merged from the entanglement, or atoms, subatomic structures that they entangle, that they indeed merge on a level that they, so the bits and the bytes, the ones and the zeros that in that or the spin rotation that they changed. This has been happening through our evolutionary process as well. Or whenever it was not nutritional, it was like we say hostile or poisonous, then we would retract from it and disconnect ourselves from this environment. And this up to today, it's still working the same way. So it's not really the word subconscious. It points us into the wrong direction, because a lot of people are looking deep inside the self, and in fact it's outside ourselves. It's like more than arm length for most people. Whenever we are a little bit for those people who are I would say enough trained or well trained in order to feel this outer layer of sensitivity, it can for most people it's more than one arm length away from their body. But actually, as you described in one of the chapters before, where people are connected even on a long distance, indeed, or the entanglement of atomic structures even on one side of the universe, opposite sides of the universe. Well, yeah, not subconscious but supraconsciousness can extend extremely far into the universe. This also explains why we say that shamans travel to different galaxies, like maybe connecting civilizations on Sirius, or in the Orion Sphere, on the Pleiades, and so on and so on. It's quite possible, of course. And that would, of course, this is a small change in mind we need to make, instead of from the sub going to the supra. I don't know if this makes any sense. Okay, but I wanted to share it. That will be it for today. I look forward to reading more, and I enjoy it very much, this conversation. Okay, bye for now, and enjoy your evening, your Sunday evening.